Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, May 14th, broadcasting live from our studios in downtown LA at killradio.org. We've got sounds and results from the SoCal State Time Trial Championships. Also had a chance to do an interview with Monster Media Racing's Chris DeMarkey. He'll tell us a little bit about how the team's doing and what their goals are for the season as well. And some upcoming events and fun stuff that we usually do on Kill Radio. And now, unfortunately, on a more sober note, a sad note in Northern Cal, we got this press release from the B4T9 women's team at the Mariposa stage race. It is with the heaviest of hearts that I write to you this sad news. Today, B4T9 teammate Suzanne Rivera passed away as a result of a crash at the Mariposa women's stage race. Suzanne was a friend, a bike racer, a mother, a wife, an athlete, and an amazing, fun-spirited woman who we all enjoyed immensely. Although new to our team, Suzanne fit in well, was always smiling, and encouraged others. And we as a team and as individuals are truly heartbroken, devastated, and sad beyond words that could be written at the loss of Suzanne. Our thoughts and prayers are with Suzanne and her family and friends on this most anguishing day and for the difficult days that they will face ahead. I personally and all of the team want to express our gratitude to the nurses, racers, and friends who gave their all on site to administer every life-saving measure possible. Everyone was courageous in their effort. Thank you for your support, prayers, and thoughts for the family and friends of Suzanne at this difficult time. Details of the services will be posted at a later date. With great sadness, Jill and the B4T9 team members, sponsors, and supporters. Again, that was Northern California at the Mariposa stage race, an unfortunate incident. And Suzanne Rivera, women's racer, no longer with us. So. Moving on to race results. We got some race results. Let's go to those now in Southern California State Time Trial race results. All right, we got results from Bike Sport Radio here at the Southern California Nevada State Championship Time Trial Men's Pro Cat 1-2. In first place, we've got David Santos. Men's Category 3's first place, Dana Scriver, with a time of 41:30. Men's Category 4's new state champion going to Gary Wiley. And in the men's Category 5's, with a finish time of 52:28, Jeffrey Martin. Women's Cat 1-2's and pros, turning in a time of 106.07, Ruth Clements. And in the women's Cat 3's, Rebecca Siegel was your winner, and your new state champion, women's Cat 4, Lisa Job. And in Northern California, the Turlock Road Race, second annual, presented by Rabobank. Held in LaGrange, California. It was a 26-mile loop. Official race results, men's masters, Cat 1-2-3's. Picking up the win was David Levine. Taleo Racing, masters 45's, Cat 1-2-3's. Cycles Fanatics, Anders Delian from Redwood City, picking up that win. Men's Category 2 Fusion Sports USA's Michael Mulvihill from San Francisco, picking up that win. And in the men's Category 3, Luciano Sponza, riding for Davis Bike Club Race Team, was your winner. And in the beginner men's Category 5, Gotham Darapanini,
out of Davis, California, was your winner. Category 4, women, making the podium, riding for UNR out of Reno. Erica Grief in third place. And from Southern California, picking up the win, the second place win, Diana Tosh from Sacramento. And the women's winner, Cat 4, riding for Taleo Racing, Megan Modenos. That was the Taleo Road Race in Northern California, the Turlock Road Race results. Complete results in LaGrange, California. That race was held. Complete results at usacycling.org in Northern California. All right, and state championship juniors, state champion time trial, now posted. Your new champion in the junior men's 10 through 12, Brody McDonald. Junior men 13-14, Sean McElroy. And in the junior men 15-16, Doug Hall. Junior men 17-18, Tyler Schwartz is your new state champion. Junior women's 10 through 12, Sarah Swan picking up the state champion title. Junior women's 13-14, Rachel Cross. And in the junior women's 15-16, Hannah Swain. Those are your new state championships here on Bike Sport Radio.
All right, some race results there. And we got some upcoming events and things happening in the bike race scene all over Northern and Southern California. In Northern California, attention women racers, they are introducing the 2012 Hellyer Women's Team Pursuit Program. It's a new program dedicated to recruiting, training, and supporting a long-term effort to bring Hellyer track athletes into the USA Cycling Team Pursuit rider pool. Now, this program's primary goal is to recruit, train, and sponsor 2 to 3 women team pursuit squads, and those are 3 riders each, to participate in the 2012 USA National Championships in Los Angeles at the end of September. So, and although they're looking to build an elite team, the program is open to all women track cyclists interested in building and learning team track pursuit skills, and any women interested in learning how to pursuit are welcome to participate in all program recruitment and training events. And the training days are great opportunities to train hard on the track in a fun, low-key environment. That's at Hellyer Park. Sign up as soon as possible. Recruitment days are starting May 21st and May 27th. And you can sign up for the program by emailing the director. It's Michael Hernandez. That's hernandobikes@gmail.com. And further details at the Hellyer Velodrome webpage at ridethetrack.com. And the Mount Hamilton Classic is also coming up on Sunday, May 27th. That's a road course. It's a hill climb. It climbs 4,500 feet in 20 miles to the top of Mount Hamilton. Races for all categories. Again, that's Sunday, May 27th. Brought to you by the San Jose Bicycle Club in the San Jose area. Full details at MTHamiltonClassic.com, Mount Hamilton Classic, Sunday, May 27th. And in Southern California on May 26th, the Southern California and Southern Nevada Team Time Trial Championships will be held at Lake Los Angeles starting at 7:30 a.m. This is for 2 men, 4 men, 4 women, and 4 men, 4 women mixed. That's 2 and 2 of each. For those of you who need help with the math, brought to you by Team Velo Sport. Again, that's Saturday, May 26th, a Southern California and Nevada Team Time Trial Championships. You can visit scncattchampionships.com for full details on that exciting event coming up May 26th. And May 22nd, Over the Hump Race Series starts. That's mountain bike racing in Southern California in Orange County. Mountain bike racing brought to you by Over the Hump. There is still space to register for this event. The race is limited to 550 total races, but there's nearly 200 spots left, so sign up for off-road racing, mountain bike racing at the Over the Hump Series. Visit overthehumpseries.com for details on that. All right. And Bike Sport Radio continues. We've got some sounds from the SoCal Time Trial Championships, sounds at the podium as well, and post-race bantering. And we also had a chance to interview Monster Media Racing's Christy Markey about his team and about what's going on with their team this year, Monster Media Racing. So enjoy the sounds of bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio is here today at the Southern California State Time Trial Championships, and we're talking to a tandem team here. And I'm here with
Pat Huber.
Pat Huber and
Albert Shorts.
And Al Shorts. Getting the tandem put together. All right, a co-motion. Cool, cool. How much riding have you guys been doing?
Well, we went out maybe four times. This would be our fourth time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because Al's the best tandem captain around. So
thank
you. He can ride on the front with his brother on the back and still live through it.
That's right. And you guys are racing the 110,
110,
right? 110
yes.
Plus?
Yes.
Okay, do you start middle, first, back?
Third.
Third rider back. Cool. Cool. All right. Well, hope you have a fantastic race today, and good luck to you at state championships.
Thanks, Brad.
Bike Sport Radio's here with Christy Markey, talking about his season so far in Southern California. And who are you riding for now, Chris?
Monster Media, powered by MRI Performance.
Sweet, sweet. You got a good team backing up and everything?
Yeah, team's been real good, real consistent, leading the SoCal Cup and the 35-plus.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Masters 35-plus team.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're first, second, our first, third, and our first,
woo,
second, and fourth. So doing pretty good there.
Crits, right? Mostly crits?
Yeah, crits and road races. I got fourth at Devil's Punch Bowl. Phil won. We've done some traveling. We've gone out to Tucson. We're heading to...
Tour de Tucson?
Yeah. We're heading to Tulsa.
Ooh, Tulsa Tough, is it called?
Yeah.
Tulsa Tough. Wow.
We're heading there, then to Dairylands.
Dairylands, right.
And then Elite Championships, and then Masters Championships.
All right.
So we'll be doing a little bit of travel, getting out of SoCal. And
Masters is in Bend again this year, right?
Yeah, looking forward to it. They changed the road course a little bit, which I think is going to... be even more fun, more challenging, but work well for our team.
Good. All right. Who else is on your team?
Oh, geez. We got a good squad. We've got Jamie Paul and Eddie, Kale Dio Grande, Phil Tensman.
Dang.
We've got, the list keeps going from Derek Swinford to Elon. Gil Correa, Randall Coxworth.
Gil Correa, Randall Coxworth, yeah.
John Abate, Aaron Gahadia.
Wow.
A couple guys up north, Gary DeVille and Brian Cook. A couple guys in Vegas.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we've got the spread from San Diego with the San Diego guys like Carl and Adam Livingston to Vegas, like Lance Coburn and Danny Camp.
Lance Coburn, too?
Yeah, so it's really... it's a fun team because we don't race every weekend, but we'll always have about eight guys there for our sponsors.
Right.
In fact, that's what we're trying to show everybody right now is if you can put a team together of 15 guys, you don't have to race every weekend, but you satisfy the need that the sponsors want, and that's eight guys at every race. And we're hoping that guys can kind of take a page out of our book and get more team efforts. So you're on a team and you're racing eight against another eight against another eight and make it a very fair, fun race.
Can we count on you guys to put together a killer team time trial team for the States?
Looks like we're going to. Looks like we're going to have a Phil Tensman, myself, Carl Bordein, and we're still looking for our fourth.
All right.
So,
well, great. It's a great thing Monster Media is doing out there, so good luck to you. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for everything you do for the sport.
Chuck.
So it turns out that guy got dropped. There's like three laps.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the finish line. We're listening to some of the post-race banter here. So you're being recorded.
I'm just talking trash about the guy who got on the podium.
We like trash.
He actually got lapped.
or you know, was right about to be left.
But they thought he won.
And they thought he won. And then they put him on the podium. So it's like he got on the podium.
You would be different in a car.
I don't know. If he said something, say, no, no, you made a mistake here. I'm not really.
No, I got dropped.
And he didn't. He went and stepped up.
He stepped up. He took all he had those flowers. And like,
was he a new racer that didn't know any better? Or?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know him. He was a Cascade Classic, you know, in Oregon. So I was like, well, I mean, maybe he was out in front.
Cascade Classic.
Yeah, it's a big race. And so then Jeff and I.
They have amateur categories, though, too, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it was a Cat 5 and didn't know any better.
No, he. Oh, he could have. He could have. I don't know. But it was funny. So we went to. It was like the third day, you know? So we were like, who is this guy? So we checked the GC, and he was like 30 minutes behind. I mean, like, you know, I was like, this just doesn't add up. So then we talked to the officials,
right.
And they like checked their stuff. They're like, oh, he's a dropped rider.
Yeah,
it's like, when do you check that?
Come here.
Before you do the podium, right. It seems like it would be a good idea.
Cascade Classic. Yeah. Where's that? Oregon?
Oregon, yeah. Bend, Oregon. Beautiful.
Yeah. Not even going to the motocross, man. Me and this guy were down each other. Nobody passes. We get the push line, somebody's ahead of us once. I never got passed. Where the hell does that come from? I mean, we're looking at the, you know, last, the moment of the last score. You never passed Rick and I. He cut the course. And he went, he's like, no, I won. He's like,
oh.
You never fucking passed me, man. How do you fucking win?
So how do we think we did today? How'd you do, Hottie? What do you think?
Not very good.
Not very good.
You know, for a guy who's trying to ride his TT bike a little bit.
Are you still focusing on some of that ultra mountain bike?
I'm still doing some
long distance stuff, 50 milers and stuff.
I'm going to do one next weekend. Sagebrush.
Is that Catalina?
Catalina's today.
Right.
Catalina's today, and there's a.
Sagebrush has a 50 miler.
Yeah, and there's another one today in Orange County. Traverse is today in Orange County, or what used to be the Traverse in Orange County. There's actually two long mountain bike events today.
Right on.
Really? I'll probably do one of the Big Bear races, 50 miles.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of those. That fits my schedule, too, so that'll be fun. Nice and cool up there.
I'm going to do Tahoe again. I love Tahoe. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a Leadville qualifier. But
did you qualify for Leadville? Are you going to do that again?
No, I didn't enter the lottery this year.
For everybody, the officials are on their way back with the results, except for juniors, so there'll be just a couple minutes.
I didn't enter the lottery. I just kind of deferred my whole decision until later. I figured, well, I'll go to the qualifier. If I qualify, I can decide then.
Right.
But it's looking less likely. I just don't have the right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I should start doing those longer mountain bike races. Because I've been doing mega miles.
There's a growing part of the sport, really.
Yeah.
And not the 100 mile is a ridiculous length, I don't know.
Yeah, that's too much.
50 or the 100K, really good stuff. And it's 5.5. It's anywhere from 4 to 5 hours, somewhere in there.
That's plenty of time on a bicycle.
Especially when you're pounding around.
Yeah.
No, but it is still
on a mountain bike,
If you're charged the phone right for 8.5 hours.
There are people out there for 12 hours. Well, Lauren said there's some event called Lead Man.
Yeah.
You heard of that?
Yes.
Red Man? Lead Man. Instead of Iron Man, they have Lead Man now. I know they have an Iron Man, they have a Tin Man.
You do a trail 100, so that's 100 miles of mountain bike. Then you do a 100 mile run.
100 miles
the
run?
The next weekend.
Yeah, they do it. And then there's like 4
Okay, so you have some recovery time.
Then you do, I forget what the other event is.
She said exactly what they were now. But those were the two that stuck out.
Those are the two that you go, and the next week you get up and do a 100 mile run?
One of them was a 10K.
At 10, 12, 4,000 feet?
They call it Lead Man because you feel like lead after you're done. Huh?
I think it's 3 weekends. It's like you do the 100 mile mountain bike, and then the next week you do like a 50 mile mountain bike, and then right after that you do a 10K or something.
Right, the same day or the same weekend, something like that. And then you do a 100-mile run.
Quite a bit different from 25-mile race.
100-mile run, you got to get in and under 30 hours.
All right, we'll be back with results here at State Championships. Time Trial on Bikesport Radio.
Ron Paul, A visionary who predicted the financial crisis. A leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Rob Meschner, third place. Roy Nickman, woo-hoo! Second place. And Louis Amelbrow, your new state champion in the 45s time trial.
Last year was fast, but I was also last year.
Chris DeMarkey, bronzing for Monster Media.
Exactly. Yeah, because like, what was the win like? What was the
win?
Kirk! Kirk Bausch in second place.
Don't do it!
Matthew Credo, new state champion.
Are you guys coming out for the
team? Can't seem to get a win.
Brian Arnold, second place.
And 35 to 39,
first place. Norm Carter picking up the win.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening. That's right, to Bike Sport Radio. And if you would like to be a part of Bike Sport Radio, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. And be sure when you're out there on the roads and streets, drive your bike just like you would a car. We'll talk to you next time on Bike Sport Radio.